Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Are you just making up a housing plan on the spot right now?
Yeah.
What? So while you're making up a plan, you're like 4 months out from the election, you don't have a housing plan?
That's how good I am.
Why did the president just shoot down a housing building? Why did he not sign it?
Do you even understand his bill? He's trying to build townhouses and apartments in residential areas that are single family home. What do you think that does to everybody in the neighborhood? You don't give a crap about anybody else.
I think that conversation is incredibly important in America. That's why I'm proud to be joined today by a Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Illinois, Aaron Del Mar. Mr. Del Mar, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And let's have a conversation about the state of Illinois. We're going to begin with Aaron's prompt. Aaron, what did you bring?
My prompt is Illinois is failing under one-party Democratic rule.
Okay, it's an interesting claim. Of course, you're going to say that as the Republican lieutenant governor
candidate. But I think you can agree that opposition parties, either way, any state, anywhere, is always stronger for good government and for the people.
Always stronger for good government? I mean, the people of Illinois seem to disagree with that. I think I disagree with two fundamental parts of your claim. Number one, I disagree that Illinois is failing overall. I also disagree that it's under one-party Democratic rule. There's 102 counties. Do you know how many of those counties are Republican-controlled?
97 of them. Do you know how many of them are equally gerrymandered? Each of these counties under J.B. Pritzker and the Democratic majority here in Illinois? If Illinois Republicans had the same amount of ability to have fair elections based on not having gerrymandered state, which is probably one of the worst in the country, we'd have a way better government.
I agree that gerrymandering is bad, but have you called out the gerrymandering in Ohio, Texas? Have you called out the gerrymandering in Tennessee?
100%. You know, when J.B. Pritzker decided to run the first time against Bruce Rauner, he talked about fair maps. That was one of the keynote parts of his campaign, and where did that go? If you even look at him on the Late Show talking about, hey, look, it looks like a child did it with a crayon. I mean, that's the joke, but it's not
very funny. Gerrymandering entirely. I disagree with gerrymandering, but we currently live in an environment.
You haven't called out Chicago. This is your home.
No. Illinois should not be gerrymandering, but there were two bills under Biden that would ban gerrymandering nationwide. Republicans shot those bills down. Do you condemn Republicans for shooting down the gerrymandering bills?
For sure. And I also say, look, you're from Indiana, right? You're from Indiana, right next to Illinois. We are a Midwestern state. We're a 55 Democrat, 45 Republican state. We have 17 congressional districts here in Illinois. Only three of them are Republican. Why? Because of the gerrymandering. Yeah, out of 118 state representatives, only 40 of them are Republican. If out of 58 state senators, only 18 of them Republican, that is not fair pool.
Can you take into account the gerrymandering that is happening nationwide? Over in Indiana, one state over, the state senators refused to rewrite the map in a mid-district manner, and Donald Trump primaried them all. Have we illegally gerrymandered in a mid-district manner or mid-decade manner?
Well,
throughout the country, we see gerrymandering happening that is strategically, surgically trying to push out black communities. They turned Memphis, Tennessee into three separate districts. None of this justifies the gerrymandering in Illinois, but I don't think the pearl clutching over the gerrymandering just in one state is really captivating to me when the entire country is being lowered and lowered and lowered to a new standard.
So it's probably because they learned it from Illinois. They learned it
you
from
think so?
They learned how to cheat.
Donald Trump
the best
called
from Illinois.
Up Greg Abbott and said, can you, in the middle of the decade, redistrict? Has that happened in Illinois? Middle of the decade?
Well, they haven't had to because they've been gerrymandered for over three decades and they've had that full control over everything. And that's why Illinois continue to fail and fail. They're the highest property taxes, one of the highest property taxes in the nation. They have the worst credit rating. And J.B. Pritzker gets on television and talks about, hi, we've had 10 credit upgrades. Well, look, if you're 10 feet underwater and you get 5 feet higher, you're a little bit better, but you're still drowning.
10 credit rating upgrades to an A? We are now at an A?
We have the worst credit rating in the United States out of all 50 states.
We have,
and you're excited
about
that? You're celebrating still drowning.
I'm celebrating the fact that we're number five in education.
In education spending, but not in educational outcomes.
We are number five in educational
outcomes. The Illinois Board of Education's own mandate, they're 78% of Illinois students are failing. They cannot read, they cannot write, and they cannot count.
Can I ask you, what's your plan to fund the schools when you cap property taxes for people who own homes, like the richest people in Illinois? Where are you going to find the revenue from to the
Well, first of all, what we would do is that, and unlike J.B. Pritzker and his running mate Christian Mitchell, we will make sure to fund the full part from the state. They have underfunded schools by 28% every year for the last 8 years.
Where's the money going to
come
from?
And what does that do? It forces local municipalities, local school districts, in order to increase people's property taxes.
Wait a minute.
Yes. So the state of Illinois shifts its burden on education to local municipalities.
So you're saying the 90 out of 100 Republican counties are underfunding their schools? You're saying that it's happening on a local level and then our education sucks because of the local Republicans?
No, what I'm saying is that because the state of Illinois doesn't fully fund its portion of its part of education, it is forcing municipalities, local government, and school boards to raise property taxes to make up for what the state is not giving them as they redistribute all those different funds to other different
programs. So you cap property taxes for homeowners.
Just like Indiana does it.
California did that and it ruined their economy. Indiana, you guys want to turn Illinois into California.
Tax. If you have a $300,000 house in Indiana, the most you can pay in property tax is $3,000. They have private, they have public schools, they have junior colleges, they have state education just like Illinois.
Sir, I grew up in Indiana and it's like number 30 on education. It might even be number 40.
Education spending, not educational outcomes.
Educational outcomes are great.
If you
in
look
Illinois
at the city of
well.
Chicago, they spend $15,000 more per student than the kids that are in the suburban areas. So, and the Chicago outcomes are even worse, with a $15,000 per student increase.
So let me ask you: you cap areas. Property taxes right. for the most wealthy of Illinoisans? Can I ask?
Why
you?
Doesn't it? No. It's not for the most wealthy.
It is.
It's for everyone.
Okay.
When you start propping property taxes, you lower rents.
Who owns
right?
Home?
Because
who
what do landlords homes? Do? Landlords pass that tax on to their all of their tenants. If you want to have a structural change in Illinois and you want to have wealth growth, think about that. If you're going to buy that $300,000 house between Illinois and Indiana, you're going to buy in Indiana because it's only $3,000 a year, where in Illinois it's going to be $7,000 or $8,000.
Who owns homes in Illinois? Is it rich people or poor people?
I think everybody in Illinois has housing needs.
Yeah,
one of these,
yeah.
Yes. So if you are a landlord, if you are somebody...
No, but answer my question. Is it rich people, wealthy people that own homes?
It depends on your subject of
If you own a home, you are already, not rich, but you are already one of the wealthier Illinoisans. You are not trying to cut taxes for people in Illinois who are suffering.
So you're saying that there's people on the southwest side of Chicago that don't own their own homes?
No, but when you cut taxes, cut property taxes for homeowners on the aggregate...
Everybody, it lifts all ships.
No, it doesn't. On the aggregate, what you're doing is you're cutting taxes for the wealthiest people who already own homes. That incentivizes people, on the other hand, to then buy more homes, which restricts the supply even more.
You know what it also does? It also creates a path for first-time homeowners, for young people just like you, so you can actually have an opportunity to get that home within the next 3 to 5 years than in 15 years.
You know what I would love more than that is building housing. What about the build plan with J.B. Pritzker? Here's the difference between
the build plan. Getting more inventory on there in the build plan, I don't disagree with that, but what I do disagree with...
Where is it in your policy, then? Where is it in your platform?
It's 100% our policy. We already put out a statement.
What's your plan to build more housing? Your plan is to incentivize people to buy housing by decreasing property
inventory, but not taking away local control when we do it. If you live in Winnetka, or if you live in Palatine, if you live in the city of Chicago, your local government should be able to choose your zoning requirements, and they should not be dictated by Springfield, somebody 2.5 to 5 hours away.
Okay,
so I want more inventory, right, because that brings down the prices.
There's a few things that you want to answer. Number one, what's the plan to create more inventory? Number two, once you cap property taxes, where does the lost revenue make up for? Budget problem.
Let's go to your first question. How do we do? Increase in inventory, you lower regulations on building.
That's what Build says.
Correct.
That's what J.B. Pritzker's plan says.
Well,
you agree
does,
with Pritzker.
But no, I don't. What I'm saying, though, is that it takes away some of that control from local municipalities should be able to choose. If you live in a single family home neighborhood, you shouldn't be able to build an 8-unit development right next door to single family homes without the community support. Because where do you deal with parking? How do you bring public infrastructure to that? If you were to do something like, this is coming from somebody that was a city councilman. See, part of the challenge of this conversation is that I'm an astronaut and you're an astronomer. I've actually done this stuff.
Yeah.
And you just read about it and then you talk about it. If you do that, the cost associated with building that 8-unit structure and bringing water and power and all the rest of it, and not only top of the parking restrictions, It costs more money than you're going to get in the property taxes in order to do it. It's upside down.
You can call me an astronomer, but the reality is I'm a part of a generation, and I've talked to people generations
during
above me.
During your formidable years of COVID, I've seen all of it already on television. You've said that
multiple
times.
No. What are you talking about? I'm part of a generation where people are increasingly getting farther and farther away from buying homes because of your party.
Because of the state that you live in, and the Democratic Party is pushing you away because they want to keep you away from
it. Okay, so there was a bipartisan housing bill that both the Republicans and the Democrats just agreed on. They passed it through the House, they passed it through the Senate, and Donald Trump refused to sign it. The leading Republican refused to sign a housing bill. J.B. Pritzker has a plan. Not due to Donald Trump.
It passed because he knows it exists on his desk for 10 days.
Can you condemn that Donald Trump didn't pass it?
It did pass.
No, can you condemn that he didn't sign it?
If he signs it,
do you think he should have
signed
it? Do you think Donald Trump should have signed it?
I think he should have signed it.
So you disagree with Donald Trump on this?
No,
I think that he's bad on housing.
I do not think those things. You're putting those words
in my mouth. Okay, so what's his housing policy?
His housing policy just passed.
He didn't sign it, homie. He didn't sign it, sir.
He can veto that. If he didn't want it to pass, he could have vetoed it. He used the United States Constitution, let it sit for 10 days, and it passes without a signature.
Okay, so here's what I'm...
You know the Constitution as well as I do.
So you're calling me an astronomer, but yet the guy that is leading your party did not sign the housing bill, yet you claim it's his housing bill. Then we look
at the bill that passed, right? We agree that it passed.
Not anything to Donald Trump.
Did it pass or not?
Did Donald Trump sign it?
Did it pass?
It passed to the Democrats.
It didn't pass to the Democrats. Donald Trump knows the rules. If it sits on his desk, if the bill sits on the president's desk for over 10 days without any action,
do you
it
think
passes.
Trump can take credit
so
for this
So he could have vetoed it.
Do you think he
could
take,
he have vetoed it?
Yes, but do you think
right,
he can take credit
for this
bill?
Right, but he didn't veto it. He didn't. He let it pass. He
just Donald Trump can take credit for a bill that he didn't pass?
Just like Brandon Johnson
about?
In Chicago let the budget, get passed without his signature. Are you out there screaming at Brandon Johnson, the worst mayor in the world, Donald Trump said on camera,
Donald Trump said on camera he doesn't want housing prices to be lowered. He wants them to be higher. Do you agree with that?
He wants property values to be higher. Right? Do you want to know
why? He said he wants housing to be higher. So
we want property values higher because that is the number one investment that most families and most people
have. Let me pull this back and let me finish for a second. So I was going to say that I'm a part of a generation that has struggled to buy homes. When I look at the national, let me finish. When I look at the national stage, I see Donald Trump who refuses to sign this housing bill. You can claim it's his or he takes credit for it, but he doesn't. I look at the state level because of Democrats it passed. Yeah. When I look at the state level, I see two competing plans. Your plan will benefit people who already own property, who already own houses. J.B. Pritzker wants to build more by deregulating in certain districts. Can you answer the question, once you guys remove the revenue from the property taxes, because you're making tax cuts for the richest of Americans, the richest of Illinoisans.
I disagree with everything that you're saying. Okay, the way that you're positioning it and framing it
is not valid. Who owns homes on the aggregate? Is it people who are struggling?
You know what? It's regular day people. It's people that live in the 19th ward of the city of Chicago that are blue collar people that just want to go to work. They want to come home. They want to watch the Chicago Bears and they want to have a beer. Those are the people that we're also fighting for. We're also fighting for everybody in the state. You know what? Wouldn't it be great if we lifted all the ships and the people that were the ones you're talking about that don't have the revenue that wish that they could have a path to getting that first home? If they could afford that first home? Most people could afford the first home if they didn't have the huge property taxes that J.B. Pritzker has been burning
us with. You sound like you agree with the build plan. You want to build more housing in the state of Illinois.
I don't agree with his plan.
Then why is your plan
Why do
more
people in Springfield know more about what's going on in Palatine than I when I lived there? Why are they dictating to me how many houses they can build on my block? They want to build 18 houses on my block. They don't want to know about the infrastructure. They want to shift.
Are you NIMBY or YIMBY? Are you NIMBY or YIMBY? Do you know what those are?
Not in my backyard.
Which one are you?
What I am is I'm good government. I'm strict public policy. And we keep debating on this party. And you want me to defend every decision that one person makes. I don't agree with everything that Donald Trump makes.
I don't agree.
Right.
But you are a part of his party.
When he does something good for Illinois, then I'm going to support it. If he does things that are bad for Illinois, I'm not going to support it.
Do you agree with Trump when he says that J.B. Pritzker and Brandon Johnson should be arrested and thrown in jail?
No, but I think they should be thrown out of office. Okay, I think those are the two worst elected officials in Illinois. And I think polling is showing the same thing. Brandon Johnson polls lower than Donald Trump in Chicago.
I mean, your running mate lost by 13 points to J.B. Pritzker. So the people of Illinois.
Four years ago, I wasn't on the team.
You think you're going to change the team?
I do think I'm going to change it.
So let me ask you.
This is coming from a guy Darren and I don't always agree on, I think, either. He lives from southeastern Illinois and I'm from the city of Chicago. But it doesn't mean that we can't bring everybody to the table and be able to create an environment where Illinois starts succeeding
Do you agree with Trump when he posted the Chipocalypse Now, Chicago being invaded by Black Hawk helicopters and on fire? Do you agree with this type of inflammatory rhetoric?
I don't agree with anything. anything that inflammatory. You know, what I would like to do is I'd like to be a really good lieutenant governor and keep it really quiet and just do a really good job.
Okay, so what's your main contention with the build plan? Because as it stands right
the
now,
local control.
Well, let me say, when I look on you and Darren Bailey's website, the main housing plan does not talk about building. It talks about capping property taxes for existing homeowners. In my opinion, from the research that I've done and from the studies that I've read, what that will do is create an incentive for people to stay in their homes and buy up more housing. We need a plan to build more housing, and that's by deregulating, allowing more duplexes, triplexes, allowing more ADUs. There are ways that you can build more, but I'm not hearing a specific plan.
Well, you know what? I don't have a problem with building, so let's be clear about
then,
it.
But where is it on the website? Why isn't it on your guys' website?
I have a problem with irresponsible building. Right, there's a value to having certain parts. That's why you have zoning. You have commercial zoning, you have industrial zoning, you have residential zoning. Each of those areas are designed specifically to keep in with the neighborhood, right? And so that's number one, keeping with the form and control of the neighborhood. Number two is the cost associated with it. There's many places in Cook County, using the example because that's where we're at, that are unincorporated, and they're going to continue to be unincorporated because to bring them in and to bring public services and infrastructure would cost more money than they're going to get in the property tax that they get from it. So that stay that way. These are the things that we can change. Consolidation of education and in a government and in Illinois are all things that are on the table. You're asking me about the Build Act. There's 20% of it that I like, and there's 80% of it that's absolute garbage.
How come the building part isn't anywhere on your guys' website? You have no actual step-by-step plan to build more housing. When I looked through the platform, I read through all of it.
There's 250,000 different issues and things that are going on. Right now, the three issues that we're concentrating on
housing is huge, man.
Affordability is number one before even housing.
Right?
In order to make things affordable, you have to build more housing. But they're all three of them are tied together. You know that, right? Because education in Illinois is funded usually 68 to 72% by property tax.
Do you hear what's happening here? I just directly asked you why there's no plan to build more housing on your website, and you said there's 250,000 issues, then you cited affordability. Affordability could be solved by building more housing. JB
Pritzker has a plan. It could also be solved by lowering property taxes. It could also be solved by regulating data centers.
What percent
where JB Pritzker gave $2.3 billion
what percent
data
of Illinoisans do you think own a home?
Well, it's very difficult to tell you that because I don't really know. 75% of Illinois is farmland, so that probably consolidates quite a bit of it down.
So can you ballpark how many Illinoisans?
There's about 8.5 million Illinoisans out there, so I would probably say somewhere in the neighborhood of 4.5 million, a little bit over half.
4.5 million? You think that about 50% of people in Illinois own homes? Interesting. I would say it's probably a bit lower than that. And do you think that people who own homes are on the aggregate just wealthier than the rest of Illinoisans?
I think people that own homes have made that a desire and a project and a goal. And I think they've worked really hard in order to do that. And I think that we need to support that. I think we also need to create paths for those that don't have the resources to get that first home. Because I remember when I bought my first home, I didn't have any money. And the feeling that I had when they took that for sale sign down and I knew this was mine was something that I'll never forget. You know what the second best part is? When I paid it off. That feeling I'll never forget those feelings. Right? And I want to share those feelings with everybody in Illinois, regardless of what your zip code is, regardless of what your color of your skin is, or regardless of where you came from.
Honestly, this sounds really good. I don't want to be too contentious here because everything you said sounds great. We both want the best for both Illinoisans and Americans.
Right? You
have to start with the vision, but what worries me, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but what worries me is that when I looked at your guys' website and I read through it, the top line housing plan, and the reason I brought up my generation is because it's a unique problem with my generation, was to cap property taxes. They tried that in California. It was disastrous.
They tried it in
California.
Indiana, it worked. They tried it in Iowa, it worked. They tried it in multiple other states. Well, because everything's awful in California. They're almost as bad as we are.
Where does the revenue come from for the school systems when you remove that revenue from the property taxes?
Where does the revenue come in Indiana? It comes from the state. Right?
In Indiana, it's based on your property tax.
You have a 1% cap in Indiana.
It's funded by the property taxes.
Right, 1% cap in Indiana. So you know what? The level of wealth jumps in Indiana when they did that.
Wait, so you want the state to now pay for education?
First of all, I know. Let's get them funding what they're supposed to be funding, first of all. They underfund not only education in Illinois. J.B. Pritzker has underfunded education by 26%. His own running mate said it on WGN TV with Tamon Bradley.
You're worried about
that's number one. Number two is they're underfunding all the municipalities. municipalities, all the park districts, all the library boards. I'm their state chair, and they're shifting it off. So let's fund what we've already
promised. You're worried about one-party rule, yet you want the state to control all of the education?
You know what happens after
you, want the state,
after,
you, want the
you
state
graduate to, from being a state representative you want in, the state in Illinois, you education? Go to jail. Look at the leader of the longest-serving
Speaker of the House is now sitting in jail. Guess who funded millions of dollars in this fund? J.B. Pritzker. Nobody's calling against that, right? Less than 3-4 years ago, ComEd got sued for $300 million for corruption, sending him to jail. And guess what? J.B. Pritzker signed a bill letting them set their own utility rates.
I don't think
rates.
You want to talk about corruption. The former Democratic governor of Illinois who got arrested was then pardoned by Donald Trump. Right. He was pardoned by Trump.
Like I said, I don't agree with every single thing that the man
okay,
does.
Okay, but the reality is, you are attaching yourself to the Republican Party, which is led by a man who is shooting down housing bills and pardoning dozens of corrupt criminals.
I'm tying my brand to Aaron Dahmer's brand here in Illinois and what we're going to do for Illinois. You want to put me on the defensive on my heels defending a national figurehead in Washington that I've never even met.
Housing
I'm talking
important.
About Illinois. The reason I'm running as a Republican bill. Is because I believe in conservative beliefs, and I believe our fiscal plan and policies that Darren Bailey and I are going to do are better for Illinois than the vision that we have, that J.B. Pritzker and has done for the last 7.5 years.
So you cut
he
property
just passed
taxes.
The biggest budget in Illinois history, $58 billion. And you're not screaming from the roofs? You're talking about protecting the most vulnerable people? Who do you think that hurts?
The if
you
reason look at property- I'm not screaming from the roofs is because when I look at the alternative, the plan is to, let me finish, the plan is to cut property taxes and then replace that with funding from the state that we don't have an answer of where it'll come from. Your prompt is about one-party rule
correct.
In Illinois,
and
yet you
the
want the
thing.
State to reach into every single municipality and control their housing?
You
want to
know why this is all happening? Here's why it's happening.
Because J.B. Pritzker treats Illinois like he treats his own income. He's got so much money being the richest elected official in the United States, he just throws more money at it. Throw more money at it. Never solve the problem. Throw more money at it. That'll be fine. And that's what you guys like to do.
Keep,
he funds every one of these
state
reps,
back,
state
but
senators.
The state will then fund schools. Where
the
does that extra revenue
fund?
Where does the revenue come from? If we're already struggling to balance the budget,
you're struggling to balance the budget because there's no accountability in anywhere. The
no,
first thing, you know what?
Stop
you know what?
Slipping around.
Right,
this.
No, I'm not.
Where
I'm going to tell you where to
find
the money.
From?
Number
yes,
one is that
please.
We evaluate where our NGO money is going from because you got a state representative down in that just got federally indicted because she's hiding money and sending it to her kids and to her family through the Illinois government NGO. She can't vote for that on her own. She's got to get the Democratic majority in Springfield to vote with her. They're all complicit with that. She's going to federal jail. That's happening, right? That this is 2 days ago. This
if somebody
is
corrupt,
ago.
They should absolutely go to jail. But with all due respect,
well,
you cannot find the
because
money.
Because this is one-party rule.
They're like, hey, I want my daughter to get $3,500 a month. I need the rest of you to vote for it, and then they do it. Because
the
there's
counties,
no opposition party in Illinois.
88 of the counties are run by Republicans who are currently restricting the housing supply. You are trying to blame
what
this all.
Republicans are restricting? What county are Republicans blocking the housing supply? You made a statement. Tell me which county.
I mean, counties
which
throughout
county?
The state.
Well, name a county.
88 of the
name
counties.
Name a county. Which county is it? You can't because this is talking points. Bullshit wait, that wait, you're trying to push
wait,
on
wait.
Me.
Do you think that 88 of the counties that are run by Republicans are actually run by Democrats?
No, I'm asking you which county is blocking housing.
I don't know every single county.
Right, but you just say 88.
Wait.
Just pick one
wait,
out of the
wait,
88.
Wait, do you think that there's enough housing supply?
Pick one out of the 88.
Do you think there's enough?
You can't even pick one. You live here.
Are you trying to tell
there's me? There's 102 to pick from. You said 88. Pick one of
are
the 88.
Are you trying to tell me right now?
Can you
now
name me another county outside of Cook?
I mean, I let me see. Cook County, Illinois. I grew up in Indiana. I moved here too. Can you ask me answer
right.
a single question?
Out of 102 counties, you can only name Cook.
Name me, answer me a
I'll name all 102
question.
For you.
Okay, how many of them are controlled by Republicans then?
Are you talking about the county boards?
Yes.
The county boards, there's a little bit over, that's like 88 is actually lower, it's about 92.
Okay, so 92 of them are controlled by Republicans.
92 counties.
Do you think
county
all boards. Of these 92 county boards are building housing in a proper manner?
Yes.
You think so? You think
yes.
housing in Illinois is fine?
No, I think
that,
here's you what
you think
I'm
that
saying.
All of these Republican counties are building housing properly? Because it seems like you were just trying to put me on the back foot for not being able to list which counties are, but you're conceding right here.
Here's why.
These counties
the,
are not
the 92 counties, I know quite a bit of them. Do yeah. I know all 92 personally? No. But what I can tell you is that Republicans as a party want to see lower prices for everyone.
Why did the president just shoot down a housing bill then? Why did he not sign it?
Well, 100%, you know why he didn't sign it. One is because you didn't pass
this
the SAVE Act.
This is incredibly contradictory. Correct. So the leader of your party.
So you're going to try to tie Washington, D.C. to Sagamon County,
yes.
but you don't even know where Sagamon
yes.
is.
Yes.
Right. So you're saying, so as Republicans, because we don't agree with having our president, we should just
who
jump ship.
Who's on the county board of Sagamon County? Is it Republicans or Democrats?
It's split.
It's split? Okay, so right. how can you sit
let's
here
and. Use Harding County.
Wait, so it's not.
Have you heard of County?
So,
Harding County?
Yes,
that's
I have
an all Republican board.
Wait, so it's not one party rule then?
What are you talking about? On a county level, on a state level in Springfield, it's a supermajority of Democrats in the House and the Senate.
Okay, so wait.
Every elected statewide officer is Democrat.
Wait, so the state
right.
is not
the mayor of Chicago is a Democrat. Every county board except for one in Cook County, the one that you live in, are all Democrats.
Are you really going to?
And you're wondering why the thing is falling down and crumbling.
Are you going to really sit here and look me in the eye and claim that all 92 counties that have Republican-controlled boards are doing housing correctly?
You're getting me in the heat of the moment. No, of course not. But I can tell you a high percentage of them are, because I know their county boards. Because as a Republican leader in Illinois, and as a former Cook County chairman, as a former co-chairman of the Illinois GOP, I make it my business to know what's going on.
So is housing a problem?
Many of the counties
is housing a problem or not a problem in Illinois?
Housing affordability is a problem.
Okay, so 88 or 92, as you say.
The reason you're trying to talk about housing as being a problem because you have no other solution because you don't want to lower property tax. You're the party of
taxing.
Wait
a minute, no other solution?
You're the party of taxing the crap out of everybody. So instead of lowering property taxes for everybody and giving everybody a break and letting them keep their own money, you're like, let's build more inventory. I'm like, hey, let's do both.
Wait.
Why can't we walk and chew gum at the same time? Let's lower property taxes and let's also build houses.
You know,
and then you're going to complain that it's not Illinois' fault, it's Washington D.C.'s fault, it's Donald Trump's fault. Donald Trump, the sky's falling.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying
I've never met the guy. I don't know what he's doing in Washington. I care about Illinois.
If you want to build more housing,
okay, let's talk about Illinois.
Let's
if you want to build
Illinois.
More housing,
yes.
I look at your website. There is zero plan to build more housing. Where is your plan?
You'll have it in 24 hours. It's not currently there right now, but you'll have it in 24
hours. What? You don't have a plan?
Of course I have a plan. You're
going to sit down and post-talk?
Every single issue that we're having. You wanted to have it? I'll give you.
Are you about to go like AI generate a plan based off of what Pritzker did? So you don't have a plan anywhere.
Listen, you can't AI generate and fixing J.B. Pritzker's problems, just like you can't fix by as much money as he's going to spend on this election for the last 7 years.
When was the last time we had a Republican governor?
Bruce Rauner in 2014 to 2018.
Okay, so was that a Republican-controlled or Democrat-controlled Illinois?
That was a Republican governor with super minorities in the House and the Senate.
What did he do with housing? Zip, zero, nothing. J.B. Pritzker
has a
2014 plan. I was in Indiana.
Right,
I was still studying. 2014, like 13 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
you want to attack my age? Is that
no,
something
I'm not taking your age, but I'm saying I was part of the administration.
Even
so
a 14-year-old me could have probably known to have a housing plan on my website to build more housing before I go do a debate about housing. You have no plan on your website.
First
you don't
of all,
know how
you
to
didn't
build
even
housing.
Take this debate into housing. You brought this part. Our prompt was why Illinois is under failed
you
government.
Brought that
this, and then you brought housing
and
into
housing
it during
is
this
a
conversation.
Big part of this. Housing is a big part
no,
of this.
No, property taxes are a big part of it. You're not solving the problem. Why aren't you screaming to lower property taxes, income taxes in Illinois? Why aren't you?
Because I think
you're taking an inverse position. You're saying, why don't I know anything about building houses? I'm saying, why don't you say anything about, you know, hurting? Like, look at property taxes.
Yep.
In the last, every triennial, since you're new to Illinois, every triennial in Cook County where you live now, they redo the taxes. You don't got hit by 80 to 120% increases in taxes? The south and west side of Chicago. Those are the people that are the most vulnerable. And why aren't Democrats screaming at the top of the hill? You're not even protecting your own people.
Democrats are screaming.
They're not doing any property tax reform.
Democrats have a 22-page
plan. Brandon Johnson's trying to add $33 per employee and kill businesses.
Has it ever occurred
Chicago.
To you that in order to fix housing, a property tax plan is not what's needed, and it's to build more housing?
It makes it certainly more competitive. Yes, you could add more inventory. But
when
you're adding
property
inventory,
taxes,
if you want to build single-family houses, God bless you. If you want to build more apartment buildings and townhouses in zoned apartment
what do you
and
mean,
townhouses
God
areas,
you?
God bless you.
Shouldn't that be incentivized, not just God bless? You're basically saying, go build what you want. You should be incentivizing
building. Do you even understand his bill? He's trying to build townhouses and apartments in residential areas that are single-family home. What do you think that does to everybody in the neighborhood? You don't give a crap about anybody else that already own their house.
So you're
and then
a NIMBY.
You blow
18, so you're a NIMBY. 18, you're running in Illinois as a NIMBY.
No, what I'm saying is that you create just like any.
You're saying not in my backyard.
No,
that's
exactly
not what you're
saying. What I'm saying is responsible building is important. So you create zoning areas by local municipalities that know where their streets are, that know their neighborhoods, and you build that there. You're like, hey, this is densely populated area. We're going to build townhouses here. We're going to build apartments
as one of the
here.
Biggest
but you don't care about that. You're like, I don't care about anybody else. I'm going to do what I want to do. That's the Democratic role. And that, you know what, you just proved my point. Illinois fails under one-party Democratic rule. Thank you very much, Mr. Mockler, for proving my point.
I don't think it proved anything. I think that you have a lack of a housing plan, and you're sitting here trying to wiggle and say that you're going to produce it within 24 hours.
Because you want to see a plan, I'll provide it to you. You're a potential constituent and a voter. And if you want to see
a
housing plan, then I'm going to give it to
you. You are running for public office in my state, and you are trying to tear down J.B. Pritzker's bill without one of your own, publicly. I have asked you multiple times what your plan is, and you slither
and
around
I
and say you're
going to
release
around
it.
I just told
so
you
are responsible. On your laptop, you have a plan that you guys haven't released to the public.
Is it coming in 2 weeks?
Do you want me to break out a housing plan for you right now?
Well, you have one?
I can do it right here on the top. I don't need to write it down. I can do it off the top of my head. No, because I'm good at this. This is called governing. One day you may join.
Governing is having a plan ready. You do not have a plan ready anywhere.
Responsible building that takes
you run this past Aaron Bailey.
I don't need to take it past him. You take responsible building zoned by local governments for each of the different areas. If you want to build high density apartments, townhouses, condominiums, you do it in a high density area. You don't go and you start putting them in single family home areas. I guarantee you, if you pulled it, you would have an 82, 90% people that would say that you want to have responsible building. You can do that. You can also create criteria that pulls a lot of the rollbacks. The rollbacks that most of them that are making housing more expensive are your green bills, your high efficiency, all of those things are more expensive. You could also create mandates that tell local governments.
Are you just making up a housing plan on the spot right now?
Yeah.
What? So you're making up a plan like 4 months out from the election? You don't have a housing plan?
That's how good I am. I can.
You're so good you don't have a plan for housing 4 months before the election?
Pure public policy.
Why wouldn't you write this on your website 4 or 5 months before the election? I don't know how far we out, but wouldn't you want to have this on your website if you're going to be talking about Illinois one-party control?
First of all, we never discussed that we're going to have this issue, but if you could talk about 15 different issues and then hit me on saying, why don't you have it on your website? Why don't your website? You could have an unlimited amount of issues and you could say, how come it's not on there? It's voluminous. The reason we don't have it on our website is because we're hitting quick target ones that we can expand upon later that are consumable for people that are just trying to get an understanding about us. If you want in-depth white paper, which I'm telling you that I'm going to give you, then I'll give it to you. A new issues come up tomorrow, we can write white paper for that. New issues come up after the day after that, come up issues for that. GB Pritzker just put this out. So we can come up with our own plan.
I'm starting to be a little bit grateful that we're a one-party rule because it seems like one party has a plan and one party doesn't.
That's just the most immature thing to say.
You just made up a plan on the spot.
You're welcome. Right, you want leaders that understand the issues.
I want leaders that have a plan before they launch their campaign.
You want leaders that understand the policy so well that they can do it on the spot.
I'm pretty sure JB Pritzker's
plan is built
off.
Because I know what the hell I'm doing.
JB Pritzker put a team around
him. JB Pritzker has never lived in a single family home area in his life. He lives in, you know what I mean? This is the same guy that took all the toilets out to the lowest property taxes. You want to talk about not good for everybody else, but not good for me?
JB Pritzker is a businessman.
A businessman? Are you kidding me? For the people that hate kings, you have a guy that inherited billions and billions of dollars, uses that money to push people around, not just Republicans, but Democrats as well. That's the definition of a king. And no one here is screaming about it.
A king?
Yeah.
A king? He is a democratically elected
Illinois
governor.
You think it's totally fair when one guy that inherits billions and billions of dollars spends $300, $400 million at every election.
Wait, you have a problem? You want to talk about campaign finance reform?
We can get into whatever subject you want. We could schedule this thing for 4 hours. I'll rock and roll with you all day long.
We do have a cutoff at some point.
That was great.
That was really good stuff. Yeah. I like that. Mockler Media is rapidly scaling, and we need your help. You can drop a like on this video below. And if you know any Midwest Republicans that would be good across from me on the show, you can email contact@mocklermedia.com. Thank you.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.